Welcome to the July edition of the Paranormal News Insider on the Grand Dark Conspiracy. I'm Brian Parsons, your host, as we reflect on the most important paranormal news stories of the last month. Encrypted news: on Sunday, May 31st, cell phone video was shot of something strange in Lake Champlain by Eric Olson. The video was uploaded to YouTube and has since been heated in discussion in the area of evidence of CHAMP, the Lake Champlain monster, the U.S. version of the Loch Ness monster. The video shows a long object moving slowly through the water, moving towards the shoreline. The video has been analyzed by numerous internet cryptozoologists, as well as by Lauren Coleman, who actually went to the location recently to look for more information. So far, there are no answers to what was in the video. In UFO news, UFO sightings continue to be consistent worldwide, fueling the question, when will the next big sighting happen? June 24 saw a UFO sighting at the Louisville International Airport in Kentucky, which was witnessed by several employees. So far, this sighting has not fueled the support of the sighting of the Chicago O'Hare Airport of November of 2006. Multiple sightings have been ongoing in the Kansas City area and all over the world last month. A report from a British pilot flying near the Channel Islands was recently released about a sighting which happened a few weeks ago. He witnessed a cigar-shaped object, which, thought to be initially 10 miles away, actually turned out to be 40 miles away and was estimated at a mile long. The pilot and passengers on board witnessed this and another craft similar in size but farther away. Another pilot in the area also confirmed the sighting. There is definitely something strange going on in the skies over planet Earth. I've been noticing some startling trends with paranormal news stories lately, mainly that since their popularity has begun to spike, there has been an influx of fake stories that have been picked up by honest paranormal news reporting sites due to the ease and availability of press release websites. We're all out to break these stories to the general public, but we have to be careful and examine what we document for others to read. It is the responsibility of news organizations to verify facts before reporting them. But in the age of loose cannon news organizations on the lookout for the biggest inside scoop for ratings, we have to be careful not to spread rumors or fake stories created by individuals who create fake press releases for fun. It's bad enough that many stories get picked up from video sharing sites, but we have to be careful about some of the stories being circulated. The general public questions anything related to the paranormal, and what little credibility is shared comes into question every time one of these falsified stories makes their round via email or news reporting sites. This is why you see few stories on the Paranormal News Insider and hear so few stories as well. Many of them are being examined and followed closely by myself and others who are inside these fields. I have been duped before, and I'm far from being an expert, but I owe it to you to attempt to separate the garbage from the possible reality known as the paranormal. Questions, comments can be directed at insider@paranewsinsider.com. And in other news, I've received numerous emails about wanting tours and other small paranormal-related events read on this broadcast. In addition to the conferences and conventions and festivals and all the other stuff that I read, I want to thank those who have written in, and I thought kind of hard about how to accommodate these requests. I started out by saying I would not list these on the website, but I've had a little change of heart. I will list tours and smaller events on the website, but I will not have time to talk about all of them here on my short time on this broadcast. The main focus of the Paranormal News Insider is about the biggest news stories of the last month. I also focus on the biggest events that bring groups and the general public together to share the positive spread of knowledge and information about this field. I will try to talk about some of the tours and smaller events if time permits, especially if they have a positive and educational theme to them. Then again, the listeners are my guide. With that said, let's jump into the conferences, conventions, festivals, and other paranormal gatherings. The summer is heating up, literally, as well as in the paranormal conference arena. The NorCal Paracon 2009 occurs July 17th to the 19th in Monterey, California. The Canadian-American Can-Am Paracon 2009 will take place in Sarnia, Ontario, on August 6th through the 7th. The Ohio Paranormal Conference is August 14th to the 16th, 2009, in Dayton, Ohio. And again, among the guests will be former guests of the Grand Dark Conspiracy, author John Kotchuba, who will be appearing Saturday morning, as well as yours truly. I'll be there all weekend, and we'll be speaking on cryptozoology at 2:30 p.m. on Sunday. More information available at ohioparacon.com. September 11th through the 13th brings the Scarefest to Lexington, Kentucky. I always have trouble saying that. I don't know why. The 2009 Texas Bigfoot Conference will occur on September 26th, 2009 in Tyler, Texas. Also on September 26th is the Florida Ghost Chasers Paracon 2009. This event hopes to bring together many groups, and I'm told has had great success already in getting groups on board with this event. The event will take place in St. Augustine, Florida. On October 9th through the 11th is the East Coast Paranormal Investigators Conference in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Souls Fest Paranormal Conference and Convention on October 10th and 11th in Beaumont, Texas. October 16th through the 18th is the Extreme Paracon in Cincinnati, Ohio. October 17th is the Michigan Paranormal Conference in Westland, Michigan. 2009 River Valley Paranormal Conference will occur November 6th and 7th in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. And the first conference for 2010 is the Texas Ghost Show on March 12th and 13th in Beaumont, Texas. For more information on these conferences and conventions, visit our events page at paranewsinsider.com and click on the events tab at the top. If you have any information about any event and would like to hear it here, let us know at insider@paranewsinsider.com. Keep your eye on the Grand Dark Conspiracy. I'll see you there, and I'll see you next month. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.
Our intro theme is by Andrew Reed, Investigating the Phantom Signal. It is provided by the Podcast Music Network at podcastsafemusic.com.